Hey, scientists, how critical is pure water to you? In this new podcast, Lab Water Stories Unfiltered, we at Millipore Sigma look closer at this often overlooked lab essential. Tune in as experts drop tips and insights not found in textbooks, taken from their work with MilliQ Lab Water Solutions. Lab Water Stories Unfiltered. Find it wherever you get your podcasts. Millipore Sigma is the U.S. and Canada life science business of Merck KGaA Darmstadt, Germany.
News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR, seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Around 5,500 people have been evacuated and at least 120 homes destroyed after an eruption on one of the islands in the Canaries, La Palma. For the latest update on the situation, we're joined by Cliona O'Flynn, journalist and broadcaster in Spain. Cliona, just bring us up to speed on what's happened.
Shane, I'm just looking at the live feed pictures actually on the local television station. It is the most scary and, I suppose, spectacular thing I've seen in all my years here. The island of La Palma is a small island off the west coast of Tenerife, so there won't be too many Irish tourists there, thank God. There were about 350 tourists evacuated from the island on Sunday after the volcano erupted. To be fair, the experts, the scientific experts, have been pretty much on site and pinpointed where the eruption was going to take place for about a week beforehand, because there were up to 5,000 or 6,000 tiny tremors and earthquakes. So they knew that this was about to happen. There was 17 million cubic litres of magma rising from about 2 kilometres up to about 100 metres below the surface of the earth, and the earth had begun to shift. So it was all predicted, and therefore the human cost is zero at the moment, which is, you know, a good news story. But as you say, over 100 homes, they haven't just been destroyed. They have been completely obliterated by what is now a 10-metre high river of lava flowing towards the sea.
Are we expecting further eruptions, Cliona?
They don't know. I mean, there's a fissure. So the earth has kind of cracked along where the eruptions are taking place. There were 8, then 9, and now last night a 10th eruption site. They're calling them, a direct translation is a mouth. So there are 10 holes where lava is coming through. As I say, there is so much lava to come out that they're not saying when this is going to end. They're talking weeks or maybe months. They believe that the lava river flow will hit the sea today, and that's going to cause further explosions down by the sea, and also the release of sulfur dioxide and other toxic gases into the atmosphere. So the zone zero, if you want to call it that, is an exclusion zone at the moment for reasons of health and safety. But the eruptions could last for quite another number of weeks.
Okay, all right. Okay, thanks indeed for that. Cliona O'Flynn, a journalist and broadcaster in Spain. I remember going to Mount Etna once and it was belching out stuff and you could actually see lava. I suffer really badly from reflux and my reflux went berserk.
Really?
What was that about, Dr. Kelly?
I don't... Was it the smell of sulfur? Yeah.
I think it was the sulfur, but I just had unbelievably bad reflux.
I climbed Mount Bromo in Java once, and it's a live volcano, and you're able to go up to the top and look down. I'm sure it's very unsafe, but we were able to go up to the top and look down into it, and it was really quite amazing.
Your story's better than mine.
Well, I had no...
You had to go one step further.
I had no reflux.
Oh, I went to Java. Italy? Oh, come on.
Hey, scientists, how critical is pure water to you? In this new podcast, Lab Water Stories Unfiltered, we at Millipore Sigma look closer at this often overlooked lab essential. Tune in as experts drop tips and insights not found in textbooks, taken from their work with MilliQ Lab Water Solutions. Lab Water Stories Unfiltered. Find it wherever you get your podcasts. Millipore Sigma is the U.S. and Canada life science business of Merck KGaA Darmstadt, Germany.